This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down their bombardment of Gaza. That's according to a person with knowledge of the discussion who spoke to the Associated Press Tuesday on condition of anonymity to discuss the private talks. Disclosure of the stepped-up White House efforts comes as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mount and pressure grows on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. The official says top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to 9 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets. President Biden's bid to highlight his domestic plans are being overshadowed by growing violence in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. Amer Zaher, with a group called New Generation for Palestine, says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene in the Israeli-Palestinian violence, but insists quiet diplomacy is the best path, while privately encouraging the Israelis to wind down their Gaza bombardment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, China's UN ambassador says France is seeking a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. This is VOA News. Despite damaging allegations suggesting that Bill Gates pursued women who worked for him, you are to expect changes to his roles at the two iconic institutions he co-founded, Microsoft and his namesake philanthropic foundation, raising accountability concerns from critics. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation says it is not investigating the allegations in the media. Microsoft Corporation said the company hired a law firm in late 2019 to conduct an investigation after a Microsoft engineer alleged in a letter that she had a sexual relationship with Gates over several years. Gates' private office spokesperson called it an affair almost 20 years ago, which ended amicably. The U.S. Congress has okayed a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A bill intended to curtail a rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is on its way to President Joe Biden's desk. The House passed the legislation on a 364-62 vote Tuesday in a bipartisan stand against attacks that have increased during the coronavirus pandemic. The Senate had previously passed the legislation on a resounding 94-1 vote in April. The bill will expedite the review of hate crimes at the Justice Department and make grants available for local law enforcement agencies to improve their investigation, identification, and reporting of incidents driven by bias. Biden has said he will sign the legislation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Amazon says it will extend its ban on police use of face recognition technology beyond the one-year pause it announced last year. Amazon and other technology companies have been under pressure from civil rights activists and their own workers to halt the sale of the face recognition technology to law enforcement agencies. One concern is that the technology can incorrectly identify people with darker skin. Last June, Amazon announced that it would pause use of its facial recognition for a year. The International Olympic Committee and local organizers started 3 days or will start 3 days of meetings, some of the final planning before they attempt to start the postponed Olympics in a little more than 8 weeks. They are meeting widespread skepticism with polling showing 60-80% of Poles holding the games. Medical groups have also expressed strong opposition with the virus far from under control in Japan, where only 1-2% of the population is fully vaccinated. The meetings are headed by the IOC Vice President John Coate, and he will attempt to again assure the Japanese population that the games will be safe and secure. The Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.